The Fires of Heaven by Robert Jordan. This book is read by Michael Kramer and Kate Redding. With his coming are the dread fires born again. The hills burn, and the land turns sear. The tides of men run out, and the hours dwindle. The wall is pierced, and the veil of parting raised. Storms rumble beyond the horizon, and the fires of heaven purge the earth. There is no salvation without destruction, no hope this side of death. Fragment from The Prophecies of the Dragon, believed translated by Nadelia Basilane, first made and swordfast to Raiden of Hole Cuchone, circa 400 A.B. Prologue. The First Sparks Fall. Elida do Avrini Aroihan absently fingered the long seven-striped stole about her shoulders, the stole of the Ammerlin seat, as she sat behind her wide writing-table. Many would have accounted her beautiful at first glance, but a second look made it clear that the severity of her ageless, eyes-sedai face was not a momentary matter. Today there was something more, a light of anger in her dark eyes, if anyone had noticed. She barely listened to the women arrayed on stools before her. Their dresses were every color from white to the darkest red, in silk or wool as each woman's taste dictated, yet all but one wore their formal shawls, embroidered white flame of tar valens centered on their backs, colored fringe proclaiming their ajahs, as though this were a meeting of the hall of the tower. They discussed reports and rumors of events in the world, trying to sift fact from fancy, trying to decide the tower's course of action, but they seldom even glanced at the woman behind the table, the woman they had sworn to obey. Elida could not keep her full attention.